Welcome to the Mastermind Your Launch podcast, broadcasting live on Business Radio X. Your place for weekly entrepreneurial lessons from Atlanta's most inspiring technology startups. And now your host, Stephanie Diaz.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Mastermind Your Launch on Business Radio X. I'm your host, Stephanie Diaz, and we're broadcasting live today from the Roswell Infinity Studios at Digital Ignition in Alpharetta. And I'm super excited for this episode because it's a solo episode. It's just me and you today. And so there's so much going on with Mastermind Your Launch right now and several initiatives that are moving forward. And so while, you know, usually the show is me chatting with another entrepreneur about the launch of their business and the steps that they're taking right now, it is really nice to kind of take a break and have an opportunity to share what I've been up to. Because, I mean, I can't believe how fast this year is flying by, and it is transformed 100%. Since the beginning. And I'd love to say that all of it was planned so methodically, that I had this beautiful vision board and this calendar of all of the months, and that everything has been executed just one by one as I planned it. And that has not been the case at all. And so I'm going to, you know, take a few minutes today. It'll be a shorter episode, but take a few minutes today to talk to you guys about what's really important right now going on, some things that we're doing to help the community locally. And also, I'm going to talk about some big events that we're supporting on a larger scale. And yeah, I guess I'm going to hop in right there. Okay. So, I mean, if you guys have been listening to Mastermind Your Launch at all, you know that WOE, Women Only Entrepreneurs, has been a huge focus for me over the last few months. WOE started out as a one-time event in April, and that's what it was. It was going to be this amazing event for women. And then I guess I thought I was going to go back to just doing what I normally do, which is helping tech startups within branding and marketing. But so much happened as a result of that event that has really caused me to step back and really realign my business entirely, and to lean into focusing with women, not just within that event, but as a whole with all of my service and event offerings as well. And I was sitting down actually this morning working on my MailChimp email, you know, got to do that marketing, obviously. And the email that I sat down to write, I wrote something completely different, because I was taken back to the day where all of this kind of came forward. The concept behind WOE was, yes, it was an opportunity to unite women entrepreneurs in a way that had really not been done before, or wasn't the mainstream of how people think of executing networking events for women. But it was also deeply inspired by my own journey. I was in a collaborative session and I was sharing with the person, you know, I've gone through a lot of woes myself. We call the event WOE, W-O-E, for Women Only Entrepreneurs. But that phrase WOE has a lot of meaning for me, because, you know, I can point back to numerous events throughout my life. You know, I've had those ups and downs just like we all do, but definitely over the last 2.5 years of growing my own business, I mean, talk about a journey in personal development. I've experienced woes, trust me. But I look back on all of those, and maybe I couldn't see them in the moment, but they've all brought me to a better place. And so WOE is definitely trying to give a nod to the fact that you might be in a WOE right now, but it's likely going to be something that you look back on and say, thank God. Thank God that that was taken away. Thank God that that failed. Thank God that, you know, that this person came in or left, and that all of these events transpired, because even though I didn't like them in the moment, they took me someplace better. So I'm having this collaborative session. It was actually just like at a local Starbucks, and we're kind of talking about this event, and I'm sharing my woes and how I feel like they've impacted my transformation. And the person sitting across from me, actually, his name is Michael Cowherd, and he was the, you know, co-founder, co-organizer of our events. And he's just simply asked me, so what would you need to put into this event to help women have the same transformation as you? And that one question opened up a line of thought that I wasn't kind of like brainstorming in that way. And everything that was created from that has been just such the foundation of what makes Woe so special. So before I dive into that, of course, I have to let you know that, of course, I'm not going to share all of this information without letting you know that there's a Woe event coming up in 2 weeks on October 10th in Alpharetta. It's actually at a beautiful venue called the Metropolitan Club. Woe is going to be hosting its first event outside of the perimeter in Atlanta, and we're super excited. The event is from 6 to 9. It's going to feature all of the things I'm about to talk about. It's going to be an incredible evening. We have incredible vendors and sponsors that you can hear from. Lots of resources available to you when you are launching and growing your business. We have a lot of fun. We've got a DJ, Miss DJ Foxy, coming into the house. We are going to have dancing. Binay Canton, who is an instructor at Dance 101 Alpharetta. I've taken her classes before. She has a Salsa Blast class. It's amazing. She's going to be teaching us a little bit of salsa. And please don't be intimidated by that because it's very approachable for anyone, any age, any level. You're going to have just a lot of fun. We're going to have an amazing interview with Tracy Grace of Ibex Business Experts. She has grown her company to almost, I think she's on track to have 30 employees by the end of next month. She's on a big hiring campaign right now because she's got so many amazing projects that she's working on. And she's going to be talking about, you know, her courage to launch that venture and the courage to scale it in a big way, because that is also a huge challenge. We have Leah Fairman of Vibrate Higher coming in and bringing in everything with wrapping us all up with affirmations. So it's a really soulful and fun night. I call it Ellen meets Oprah for women entrepreneurs. And that's because we really do go all in on having a lot of fun. We have a champagne toast that's offered to everyone. But we also go really deep. You know, we talk about those woes. We talk about the challenges and we get really honest about, you know, who we're being in those moments and how we move forward from them. All of this is really inspired by, you know, like I said, that question that Michael posed to me as we're just like sitting down in a Starbucks one day having coffee. And he said, you know, what would need to happen in order for you to create that transformation for women? And knowing my journey, I started like digging deep, and it's really just, it was the most organic, like natural brainstorming session I've ever had around my business. And it's actually inspired every single project that I've done moving forward. I won't approach it from what do I think that the market wants and what do, you know, what are other people doing in there? I go really inward to see like, what do I feel is the right, what would I need in that moment? Or what did I need along my journey that's going to help other people moving forward? So, you know, I said that, yeah, there has to be an element of inspiration when you're, especially if you're in a low place. But I mean, the entrepreneurial journey is just day after day of figuring it out. And that can just weigh very heavily on you. And so inspiration is a huge part of staying in motion, because so often what we're going on is just based on faith. We don't know exactly what is going to happen next. We don't know if this project that we're working on is going to, you know, just explode and be amazing, or if it's going to be crickets when you launch it. You don't know if what you're investing is going to come back to you. You don't know all of these different elements that are, you know, that are the thing that are your huge focus right now. So you have to have a lot of faith. And for me, faith has been driven a lot about making sure that I'm surrounding myself with the right messages. And so inspiration, uplifting people was hugely important. And since I do this radio show, I knew an interview would be the best way to move forward with that. And rather than just, you know, trying to bring in some big shot name to the stage, it's very important to me that whoever comes on the stage is a courageous woman who has had her battles and then is also extremely willing to be transparent in how she shares them. Because to come on the stage and say, yes, I did amazing things and give me a pat on the back, that doesn't move us all forward. We need to know the struggles. We need to know, how did you get out of that specifically? So that I know when I'm there, I don't need to be afraid of it, because I know that you went through it and I can do it too. So secondly, I wanted to bring an element of femininity to this event. You know, for me, like in my business, I hustle as hard as everyone. And we all do. You know, you wake up, you've got your to-do list, you know what you've got to do. You've got your meetings, you're here to there, you're fast. And it can, especially, you know, for us women, it puts you in that masculine energy, get it done, you know, make decisions fast. And that's great. You have to harness that in certain situations. But I mean, I will say for me that there was a period of my life where I felt like I was really far off from being connected to this, you know, feminine Stephanie that I love so much. And so I reconnected to that through dance. I grew up dancing. I had not been consistent with taking dance classes, but I had started to get back into it and I was loving it. And it connected me to this like soulful, expressive, softer side of myself that I just hadn't been embracing for a long time. And so I wanted to create that space for women. And like I said, it's super, like you don't have to know the steps. We create a very safe space for you to feel like you can, you know, learn the moves and practice and just see what happens. And so dance became a part of WOW. And it's actually one of my favorite parts of the entire event to see the entire room stand up, learn these dances, and then everyone celebrating each other. It's not just about you getting the steps. It's about like the entire room just having so much fun. I cannot describe the energy of the room each and every time we have that, what I call it, the WOW dance party. And so that's something that will continue to be a part of this event for sure. You know, I said I wanted to have champagne. I mean, the sound of two glasses of champagne clinking is just something that makes me really happy. And I wanted women to know that this isn't just your average networking event where you put on your power suit and you go out and you, of course, you know, you have your business cards, so you're sharing with people like what you do and what inspires you. But I wanted people to feel super relaxed and that this is almost like a night with your tribe more than it is a night just trying to hustle and grow your business. And so that's why we bring in the champagne element. It's to kind of get you into that vibe, how you are when you're just with your girlfriends and you're really relaxed and you can be yourself and you can just leave it all at the door. That's the vibe that I want you to have when you come in this space. And so the champagne is kind of a nod to that. And then lastly, affirmations. Kind of going back to that inspiration, I wanted a moment where the affirmations could be locked in a way that's personal to each individual woman in the room. Because I know you're going to get a lot of inspiration. You're going to get a lot of ideas, but it's all going to resonate with you differently depending on what you're working on, what stage you're at, you know, what ideas have come to you that night, the people that you met, the opportunities and doors opening that you're starting to see. Whatever you receive that night is going to land with you differently. And so Leah Fairman does a beautiful job of coming in and facilitating affirmations in a way that guide you. There's usually like a common theme, but that you have a moment to, we all just kind of sit in our chairs and close our eyes and just like take it in and see how it resonates with you and then just lock it in. And let me tell you, having that at the end of the program, when there's been all this energy, you've been dancing, you've been inspired, you know, you've connected with these beautiful women and it's not just exchanging business cards, but you're clinking champagne glasses and it's so much fun. And then to be at that vibration and then close your eyes and just lock in like, these are my next steps in my business. Like I get chills, right? I have chills right now, literally just talking about it. WOW is a very special experience. It's not just an event that you're just going to go to and leave and it's not going to move you. WOW is an event that will stay with you for a long time to come. And that's why we have so many women returning. There is a beautiful tribe being formed even outside of the WOW events. These women are staying connected and becoming each other's cheerleaders. I see it on LinkedIn. I see it on Facebook, the way that they share. They've even gone off and done their own events together. I see them working together, referring to each other. It's a beautiful tribe that's forming. And I know that there are so many organizations out there for women entrepreneurs and for women professionals. And I love them all. I think, you know, one person can't do it all. Everyone has to find their spot. But I know that there is a gap that WOW is filling for a new way of doing this. You know, with all of the technology, And with, you know, the movement towards not just building businesses, but building a movement, you know, being brave with your life to have an impact and really help others, there is a new kind of entrepreneur and a new kind of voice that's emerging. That is where WOE comes in. WOE comes in being as unique in the networking space as these entrepreneurs are in their space, and meeting them there and saying, this is a place where you don't have to, you know, be more professional, you know, and have the power headshot on your LinkedIn, because that's what everyone else is doing. This is for the person that knows, I want to do this and I want to do it with an edge. I want to do it differently. I want it to be me. And that is where WOE meets you. So if you are interested in joining us on October 10th in Alpharetta, I want you to visit woeatl.com. That's woeatl.com. You'll find all of the information there, and, you know, pictures and videos from our past events. If you don't believe me, you can see it for yourself. And then definitely grab your ticket. We've got 2 weeks left until the event. Like I said, already amazing people coming on board. And I know it's going to be a really powerful, powerful night, filled with the kind of energy that you wish you could wake up to every day. But come to WOE, bottle it up, and I know it's going to serve you for a long time to come. Now, something else that is really special, or, you know, just really on my heart right now, that is also going to be a big part of WOE is, you know, you may or may not know, especially if you're a newer listener, but I'm Puerto Rican, and my entire family, for the most part, is in Puerto Rico right now. And the effects of Hurricane Maria are truly just devastating. My grandparents are there. Many aunts, uncles, and cousins are there. And it took days for us to even hear from them that they were okay. We were seeing images on social media of the town that they're in being flooded with water in the streets. The fact that power was knocked out to the entire island. I didn't even know that that was possible. You know, typically, like, maybe one area is affected and then maybe people can go to the other side of the island where there are resources. No, nothing. And I was so thankful when I heard that they're all safe. I mean, thank you, God, that they all survived. But to think about what their journey is, the next steps, I'm like, the hurricane was a blip compared to what the next year is going to be for them. If you haven't been following along and you're not very familiar with what's going on in Puerto Rico right now, there are parts of the island that will not have power for a year. Also, the majority of towns are also without water. We're talking no showers. We're talking, you know, your toilets. We're talking the water, you know, water to drink, water to make your coffee. My grandmother makes the best café con leche and I miss it so much. You know, just your food, everything. You know, if there's no power, how do you get gas from the gas pump? You know, how do you buy things from the store? I think about what would happen when people start to run out of food and they start to get desperate, and the kind of behavior that can happen when people start to get into very dire situations. That is what scares me a lot about what's happening in Puerto Rico right now. And there are amazing people doing incredible work to get resources from here to there. And there's definitely a lot more that can be done. And so I am dedicated to making this upcoming WOE not just an incredible event for Atlanta female founders, but I also am committed to using this platform to do good in Puerto Rico and help out the citizens that are there. And so I will share that a portion of the ticket price is going to help local Atlanta organizations that are already sending supplies and organizing cargo planes going to Puerto Rico. We're going to be donating to their efforts. I am also in the process of connecting with local businesses to organize an awesome raffle, so that as you purchase tickets for this raffle, you can get some amazing prizes. And 100% of that money is going to, again, go towards supporting the people that are contributing to helping those citizens in Puerto Rico. It is, I saw a video yesterday on Facebook of someone in the airport there. They're trying to, you know, bring people back. So many people are just like, just get me out of there. My mother has even said, you know, I just want to fly, you know, your grandparents over here and they just live with us until everything is settled. And so a lot of, just like with Katrina, how many people just relocated? We're probably going to see that with Puerto Rico, but Delta can't even organize planes to get out of there. People are sitting in an airport with no power, no air conditioning or anything, no water getting passed out, and they're sitting there for days. So it is, it's definitely a scary situation, and to have loved ones in the middle of it is heartbreaking. So, so with that, whoa, ATL. Woe ATL, a beautiful community of women. Woe ATL, the perfect place to come and get filled up with the inspiration and energy you need to go along your journey. Woe ATL, a way to connect and contribute to some of the people in the world that need you most right now. WoeATL.com, WoeATL.com. I hope to see you there. And with that, I just want to say thank you for listening. Remember that today is a great day to face forward and mastermind your launch.